Muhammad narrates from Allah Ta'ala, from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who narrates from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, O son of Adam, do not be weak in performing 4 rakat salat in the early morning, for I shall then suffice you in all your tasks for the day. Forgiveness of sins, these hadith that speak about forgiveness of sins will refer to minor sins. Mu'adh narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sits in his place of salah after Fajr salah and then performs 2 rakats. So this riwayat got 2 rakats. Not saying anything but goodness. In other words, he speaks, if he has to speak, he speaks only good. His sins will be forgiven even though they are more than the foams of the ocean. So the next riwayat, Jannah becomes compulsory. Whoever performs Fajr Salah and then sits, remembers Allah until the sun rises, then Jannah becomes binding for such a person. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik narrates, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, then he sits remembering Allah Ta'ala until the sun rises, and thereafter he performs 2 rakats, for him will be the reward of a complete Hajj and complete Umrah. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, whoever performs Fajr Salah and then makes Dhikr of Allah, the Dhikr can be anything, until the sun rises, thereafter he performs 2 or 4 rakats. His skin will not touch the fire of Jahannam. The narrator of this hadith, one of them was Hassan, is to actually hold his skin to show that the person will be free from the fire of Jahannam. One of the last hadith, Amara radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she heard from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs Fajr Salah, then sits at his place, not engaging in any worldly talk, but remembering Allah till he performs 4 rakats of Ishraq, he will emerge from his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. In other words, he will be sinless. Allah give us the tawfiq, first of all, to read our Fajr Salat. The Fajr Salat, the 2 rakat sunnah of Fajr Salat, just the 2 rakat sunnah, it comes in a hadith, is better than this whole world and what it contains. The 2 rakat sunnah of Fajr, then we read our 2 rakat fard of Fajr, and as I said, if we got the opportunity, like generally what happens is in the summer months we get the chance because everything is happening earlier. But in the winter months, we're all running. So we carry on running, and in between, we perform the salat, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us all these virtues, and we do it with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in all these narrations where there are material benefits. We mustn't do it for barakat. We must do it for akhirat. We must still do it for Allah's sake with sincerity. The reward will come on its own, inshallah. Okay, so that exam we didn't take. Can you take this exam? Who wants to translate? Ida zulzilatil ardu zilzala. Not besides. Besides Grishad. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When the earth will quake violently, when it will shake its quake, وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها, and it will throw out, it will spew out its weight, and here it means all the resources that is in the ground. وقال الإنسان ما لها, man will ask, what is the matter with the earth? In other words, it's just giving. You know, sometimes they have a closing down sale. They take everything out. They have to sell. Like that, the earth will throw everything out. And there's nobody to, there's no takers. Where are you going to take this to? Okay. So, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَ means day. إِذٍ, on that day. حَدَّثَ يُحَدِّثُ, to speak. Haddatha yuhadithu, to speak. Akhbar, the plural of the word khabar. Khabar, we know, we use it in Urdu, Gujarati also. a story, a tale. So on that day, it will tell its tales. The earth will now start speaking. How is it going to speak? What will make it speak? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. By the fact, because your Rabb, that one of the boys, close the window, the Quran Sharif is before the boys can even hear the minagon. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because their Rabb will inspire them. Awha is like the same word used for wahi. Awha yuhi. Iha, to give wahi. So Allah Ta'ala will inspire the earth to speak. So what is the tale of the earth? Now this is something that we all must remember, right? When we commit or we carry out any good, number one, our angels, kiraman katibin, the angel on the right, scribes down, writes down the good deeds. The angel on the left writes down the ill deeds. Right? Then in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about something that will happen on the day of Qiyamah, that iqra kitabak. Before that, whatever our deeds are will be put around our necks. In other words, it will be there with us. And then we'll be given our book of deeds and it will be said to us, Iqra kitabak. Read your book. Read your book. In other words, the book of deeds. It's very much like how at the end of the year when they give us our report, it's a different thing that they'll put it into the envelope and give us. But we now have the opportunity of reading that report for 1 year, one term, two terms. Here is our whole life's history. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You are sufficient to take stock of yourself, to take an account of yourself. Now you'll read, when you see the report and you see like a couple of rings, then you know what's happening here. Right, you can see now whether it's A pass, B pass, A plus, whatever. So all of that now we know. We don't have to even wait for our parents to tell us. We got all of that, the knowledge, all of it is known to us. So here Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. So in short, one is the book of deeds. Now, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. Three different kinds of ayats come. Those who will be given the books of deeds in the right hand, those who will be given the books of deeds in the left hand, and those who will be given the books of deeds behind their back. So the right hand will mean that the books of deeds, the good deeds, far exceeded the ill deeds. In other words, here there's a pass. The left hand, the ill deeds are exceeding the good deeds, so there is a fail. Wara'a dhahri is also given in the left hand. Now, some ulama have interpreted this as how it will happen is that the left hand will be made to penetrate from the stomach and come out from the back. This is actually humiliation. But that's not the point that we want to speak about. The point that we want to say here, related to this ayat, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, is that there will be this evidence in our scrolls. In Urdu they say Nama Ya'mal. Nama actually is record. Nama Ya'mal, record of actions. So that record is there, it is clear. The balance sheet is drawn up, good exceeds the ill, or ill exceeds the good. So that is one evidence against us. Right? Second evidence, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Our own bodies in a nutshell, our own selves, our tongues, our mouth will be sealed, and then our hands and our limbs will start speaking. In the riwayat, one narration it comes, the person will ask, now, but I did all of this for you. If a person commits sin, it's for the comfort of the whole body. Oh, he perceives his comfort for the whole body. So I did all of this for you to enjoy. Now you like stabbing me in the back. But Allah Ta'ala will give the body the ability, الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah will make the body speak and the body will speak. So that is second evidence. So one is Book of Deeds. The other is the second evidence is the body itself. Third evidence, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The place on which we committed the sin or we did the good, that place will give evidence in our favor or against us. So you know when we get caught, right? When we get caught, and I'm talking to the younger boys here. You were abusing the phone. You were abusing the WhatsApp, right? And then we get caught. Maybe we can delete the app. Or maybe we can throw the phone into water. Or maybe the phone just gets lost. Right? We can maybe hide the evidence. We can delete the evidence. There is no hiding evidence. There is no deleting evidence. The evidence is all there. Now, so three. On top of that, the greatest evidence against us is Allah Himself. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. See, we get two types of ayats, right? One is one type of ayah, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us. And one is فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is going to inform us. So the asking is going to be more to embarrass us. The asking is going to be more to humiliate us. The information is more that Allah Ta'ala shows His authority over us. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks, is there anything left? In Surah Kahf with the Kitab, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. The man is looking at the book. He's seeing everything there. And now he's asking, what happened to this book? He didn't leave anything out. So even Allah's evidence against us is even to a greater degree of authority, the highest degree of authority. So Allah Ta'ala save us. We must be very, very meticulous and careful about our deeds, how we do these deeds, how we carry these deeds out. As a matter of fact, in that ayat, مَالِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا, the tafsir is that every deed will be there. Now, hypothetically, we won't find some deeds. Let's say a man performed 2 or 3 hajj in his life, or he performed umrah 2-3 times in his life, and now he is going through the books of deeds. Hey, that umrah is not here. And that hajj paid 200,000 rand and is not here. Our days used to go like, 2,000 and 3,000. Now, so, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, now we're going to argue with Allah. Something happened here, they missed it out. You know, now last week or week before that, our rates evaluation came. So we can contest it. Now we want to contest with Allah. Where's the Hajj? Where's the Umrah? I was making khatam every day of Quran Sharif. So 365 days, one whole year I did, there's no... So Allah will then remind us, that you remember the wrongs that you did to somebody. You sometimes violated the rights of someone. You sometimes oppress someone. Sometimes we speak ill about someone behind their backs. And all of that is not justified. So Allah Ta'ala said, I did EFT. It's gone. It's gone into the account. So while you people are young, make this habit of knowing how to use the tongue, the rights of others. And for us older people, we have to work hard at this. I often say it in a very bad way. How much are we going to read Yasin every day for somebody else's credit? We just finished read Yasin in the morning, or we read one juz in the morning. We started on the wrong foot, oppressing, violating, swearing at people, backbiting, speaking badly, harshly. And that Yasin, ayat by ayat, is going. By the time the end of the day, the good deeds that we did are all gone. Allah save us. So these are very serious, serious things that we need to consider. Sitting here in Etikaf especially, is the ideal opportunity that we take stock of all of this. So when this ayat in surah is being revealed now, at least we get an idea, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. So on the one hand, that earth, on this Masjid al-Salihin land, the evidence in our favor that this man was crying and he was making tawbah of Allah. And that will go in our favor, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. You know, there's one narration, little bit weak in its essence, but Mufassirin say it can be used. Is, you know, when Adam alayhi salam, it wasn't a sin, right, when he ate from the forbidden tree. It wasn't a sin, it was an error. Fanasiya, Allah Ta'ala himself says, Fanasiya, he forgot. It was done in forgetfulness. Or it was an error in judgment, whatever the case was may have been, but it wasn't a sin. He made his tawbah there. He made his tawbah there in Jannah. Right? And he was forgiven over there. But Allah Ta'ala wanted, and it was Allah's plan that he must come on earth. So even after the forgiveness, Adam alayhi salatu was salam still used to cry. Some narrations, for a period of 40 years, he still cried. And his tears used to come down and used to go into the ground. So much Adam alayhi salatu was salam used to cry. So the narration I'm talking about, it's from that tears of Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala created some of the sweet smelling flowers that we find. And the nice looking flowers that you want to look, like you look through that window there, you see that the flower fully bloomed after the rain. So it's something that the eye wants to see. So Allah appreciated that crying, Allah Ta'ala treasured that crying. And forever and ever, man will benefit from those tears of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So today's lesson, we'll leave it till there. Time is up. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. On that day, the earth will tell its tales. In other words, it will give out its information. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because its Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had inspired it. And in short, one is what is written down insofar as the book of deeds are concerned. One is our own limbs. Number three, the earth will give evidence for or against us. And the greatest of all authorities is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The next evidence will come towards the end of the surah. We will see those actions. Good and bad, we will see those actions. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So let us introspect, inshallah, tonight also is one of the odd nights. Let us sit and think. what we want to do in life, where we want to go, how we want to do as we make. And if they are good intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for those intentions, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.